The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Let's think about our salvation. Being saved, becoming a Christian, is vitally important to your eternal destiny. One of the reasons that God has provided His Word, the Bible, is to let you know how He loves you and has prepared a way for you to enjoy heaven with Him forever. From the Call to Worship website, you can find our statement of faith that includes the following, quote, "We believe that salvation is the gift of God, by grace, through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, whose blood was shed for the forgiveness of our sins, that this salvation is the possession of those who, by faith, accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. We believe that there is no other way of salvation." End of quote. The Bible is our instruction manual for life. Here are just a few of the passages for us to consider. As we look into God's Word, for those of us who already have a relationship with Him, let these words be an exciting reminder of what He has provided. First, realize that God loves you. John 3. "For this is how God loved the world. He gave His one and only Son, so that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent His Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through Him. There's no judgment against anyone who believes in Him. But anyone who does not believe in Him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son." The sin problem. Everyone is a sinner, and that sin has a price that must be paid. God is holy. He does not and cannot cohabit with sin. So, in order for us to be where He is, our sin must be blotted out, taken away from us as far as the east is from the west. Jesus Christ, God in human flesh, paid the penalty for your sin. Romans 3. We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ, and this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. For everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. Romans 5. God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, He will certainly save us from God's condemnation. The gospel is good news. The Apostle Paul described the gospel to the church in Corinth, found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved. I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." Friend, when you believe and decide to accept God's gift of salvation, here's an example of what your conversation with God might include. "Heavenly Father, I know that I'm a sinner. There's nothing I can do to save myself. I believe that Jesus died on the cross to pay the penalty for my sin. I believe that Jesus rose from the grave according to the Scriptures. I ask You to forgive me of my sin and come into my heart. I'm trusting You and You alone to take me to heaven when I die. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Romans 10, "For the Scripture says, everyone who believes in Him will not be put to shame. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Ephesians 2, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Friends, it's time to grow. Once you've begun a relationship with God, also referred to as being born again into His family, invest time in His Word. Allow Him to show what His purpose is for you. As your Heavenly Father, He will direct your steps. Proverbs 3. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take." If you are a Christian, saved, enjoying a personal relationship with God, your Savior, then rejoice in your salvation. If you do not yet have that confidence, then I ask you to consider this invitation to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.